Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on warping a jungle vocal texture using stock devices only. This is one of those moves that can completely change the energy of a drum and bass track. We're not just chopping a vocal to fill space, we're turning it into a rhythmic, haunted, drum-adjacent texture that can sit between break edits, answer the snare, and add that gritty, human edge that makes jungle and darker DNB feel alive. The big idea here is simple. In fast drum and bass, a vocal doesn't have to behave like a lead vocal. It can behave like percussion. It can act like a ghost layer, a fill, a transition effect, or even a kind of melodic drum hit. If you treat it that way, suddenly one short phrase becomes a whole arrangement tool. So let's build this from the ground up in Ableton using only stock tools. Start by choosing the right vocal source. For this style, short is usually better. You want attitude, character, and some kind of rhythmic bite. A single word, a half phrase, or a rough MC style line works really well. Think of something with consonants, breaths, or sharp edges. Stuff like yeah, move, what now, or inside can work surprisingly well because the texture is more important than the lyric. Once you've got your sample, drag it into an audio track and trim it tightly. Don't leave a bunch of dead space at the front. You want the useful transient right at the clip edge so the vocal feels immediate. If the vocal is long, keep a clean reference copy before you start mangling it. That's a pro move. It gives you a fallback if the processed version gets too extreme. Now warp it immediately. For a fuller, more natural vocal texture, start with Complex Pro. If the sample is more percussive, more stabby, or you want it to behave like a sliced rhythmic element, try Beats Mode instead. That choice matters. Complex Pro is usually better when you want pitch manipulation and smoothness. Beats is better when you want sharper rhythmic control and a more chopped up feel. If you're using Beats Mode, try Preserve settings around 1/8 or 1/16 depending on the phrase. If the vocal has a strong rhythmic shape, Transient Loop Mode can be really useful too. In Complex Pro, keep the formants fairly neutral at first and don't overdo the envelope. Too much smoothing can smear the phrase and take away the personality. Here is the mindset shift. Don't aim for perfect realism. Aim for usable character. In drum and bass, a vocal that's a little ugly can actually sit better because it shares the same world as saturated drums and aggressive bass. Next, start placing warp markers on the useful parts of the phrase. Focus on syllables, consonants, breaths, and tiny vocal tails. The little details are what make this work in jungle. A T, a K, or an SH can become almost like a hi-hat or a ghost note if you place it right. Set the clip to loop and line it up against your track tempo. Around 170 to 176 BPM is the sweet spot for this style, and the fast grid means tiny timing changes really matter. That's why this technique is so powerful. You can pull one syllable slightly early for a dragged feel, or push another one a touch late so it answers the snare instead of landing dead on top of it. A really good starting point is a one-bar loop with 4 to 6 warp markers. That gives you enough control to create movement without destroying the natural phrasing. You can also make a two-bar version, where the last syllable trails into the snare, which is great for tension, or create a half-bar fragment for fills right before the drop. A key tip here, try warping against the drum pocket, not exactly on it. In fast DNB, a vocal that lands a hair late can feel heavier and more human than one that's perfectly gridlocked. That tiny imperfection is often what makes the texture feel alive. Now, if the phrase feels promising, commit to a more aggressive editing pass. You've got two main options here. You can stay in the audio clip and manually duplicate and cut the best regions, or you can drop the sample into Simpler for more playable control. For this kind of workflow, Simpler is really useful. Put it in slice mode and slice by transients, warp markers, or even strict divisions like 1/16 if you want it locked hard to the rhythm. Then map it to MIDI and perform a new pattern over the break. This is where the vocal really starts behaving like a drum element. That's a huge DNB move. Write a call and response between the vocal slices and the snare. Leave space on the main snare hits, then place vocal fragments in the gaps before or after. That creates momentum without clutter. The vocal feels like it's drumming with the break, not fighting it. Now let's shape the sound with stock effects. We want something compact, gritty, and controllable. A strong starting chain is auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility. If needed, you can add drum bus as well. Auto filter is your first big tone shaping tool. Try a band pass if you want that haunted, narrow jungle feel, or a low pass if you want the vocal to sit farther back. If you want it darker and more ghostly, roll the cutoff down. If you want it to cut through more, let some high mid energy come through. For darker DNB, Bandpass around the midrange can be especially effective because it strips out the obvious vocal body and leaves you with a spectral shard that sits inside the drums. Next comes saturator. This is where the vocal starts to feel more like a drum texture. Add a few decibels of drive and use soft clip if necessary. The goal isn't to obliterate the sample. The goal is to make it denser, rougher, and more present. If the vocal still feels too clean, you can push it a little harder. Then echo. Keep it rhythmic. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16 dotted depending on the groove. Don't drown the sample in repeats. We want a shadow of the phrase, not a wash that smears the arrangement. Low to medium feedback usually works best. On a last word or final syllable, a little extra echo throw can create a very strong transition moment. Reverb should usually stay short. Think around a second or less, maybe a touch more if you're in an intro or breakdown. Keep the low end out of it and use enough damping to stop it from getting harsh. For drop sections, keep the reverb tight. For transitions, you can open it up a bit more. That contrast is what makes the arrangement feel intentional. Utility is there for control. Use it to trim level, check mono compatibility, and narrow or widen the texture depending on the section. Keep the important rhythmic hits centered. Save the width for tails, atmospheres, or intro sections. If the sample still needs more density, add drum bus after saturator. Use it gently. A little drive and a little crunch can make the vocal sit closer to the drum bus. Don't overdo the boom for this type of sound. We're not trying to turn the vocal into a kick. We're trying to make it feel like part of the same gritty ecosystem as the break. A good habit here is to use clip gain before device gain. If the sample is too hot going into saturator or echo, trim it earlier. That gives you cleaner headroom and makes the processing much easier to control. It also keeps your distortions musical instead of messy in a bad way. Once the chorus sound is working, start automating. This is where the texture becomes part of the arrangement instead of just a loop. Automate the auto filter cutoff over 4, 8, or 16 bars. Open it up during a build, then close it down on the drop. That one move alone can make the vocal feel alive. You can also automate echo feedback near the end of a phrase for a little throw effect. Increase the reverb, wet level briefly on a fill, then pull it back quickly, so the drop stays tight. Even small changes in width can help too. Make the intro wider and more atmospheric, then pull the drop back into a narrower, more focused shape. A strong trick is to have the vocal answer the snare every 4 bars. For example, keep it filtered and buried in the first section, then open the filter and let a short echo hit on the last syllable at the end of the phrase. You can even use a pitch dip or a reverse dial tail into a fill. That gives the arrangement a very DJ-friendly sense of motion. Now comes one of the most useful parts of the process, resampling. Create a new audio track set to resampling and record your processed vocal while you ride the automation. This is where the sample stops beating a vocal with effects and starts becoming its own drum texture. After recording, chop out the best moments. Keep the strongest half bar and one bar bits. Reverse a few tails. Tighten the timing if needed. Layer a cleanish version with a more processed version. This is also a great place to build multiple intensity levels. Print one restrained version, one medium version, and one extreme version. That way you've got options for intro, drop, and switch up sections. Advanced arrangements almost always benefit from having the same source in multiple states. Now let's make sure the vocal actually sits in the mix. Use EQ 8 to carve out the role of the texture. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how much body you want. If the mix gets boxy, cut some of the 300 to 600 Hz area. If you want more consonant bite and definition, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. And if the resampling made the top end harsh, tame the 6 to 9 kHz zone a bit. If the vocal is still stepping on the snare crack, use subtle sidechain compression from the snare or drum bus. Fast attack, medium release. Just enough gain reduction to let the snare punch through. You don't want the vocal ducking so hard that it disappears. You just want enough space for the drum to speak. Here's an advanced combo that works really well. Group the vocal texture with other top-end drum layers and use glue compressor lightly. Low ratio, gentle gain reduction, just enough to make the whole top-end cluster feel cohesive. That can be especially effective in rollers and darker DNB where the upper percussion needs to feel like one unified machine. When it comes to arrangement, think like a DJ and a drum programmer, not just a sound designer. In the intro, keep the vocal distant, filtered, and maybe slightly mono. In the pre-drop, make it more chopped and obvious, with more movement and more density. In the drop, use shorter accents and leave space for the drums and bass to do the heavy lifting. In the switch-up, let it get weirder, more echo, more reverse tails, more pitch movement, maybe a wider stereo image. In the outro, strip it back and degrade it so it works as a transition tool. A really effective arrangement pattern is this: a long filtered intro with the vocal ghosting under break edits, then a build where the slices become more obvious, then a drop where the vocal only hits on key phrase points, and finally a switch up, where the resampled version gets reversed and pushed wider. That kind of progression keeps the listener engaged and makes the track feel intentional.